Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history.
Forever and ever.
Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today. But question, you may gain weight just by listening.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there. Shoulder length longer. Here, baby, there, mama. Everywhere, daddy, daddy. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it by hair.
Yes, and then this segment is entitled A Hair-Raising Experience.
And you'll know why.
Yes, you will.
There are several skills that all seniors must master in their golden years. The first one is arriving at a restaurant 5 minutes before the senior's early bird special ends.
Uh-huh.
You got to get a knack for that.
Yes, that's a whole other skill set.
It is. The second is collecting and managing coupons and gift cards. So along with your senior discount, the restaurant ends up owing you money when the bill arrives.
I love it when we get like a free gift card from somebody, you know. And so we have to spend exactly that amount.
Yeah, we love trying to get it right on the button.
We always forget about the tax, though.
Yeah.
We always miss it. Oh, boy. Oh, well.
Yeah, but that's okay. The third is scheduling all of your doctor appointments on a single day. If you are truly proficient in your skill, you can even time the appointments and locations to follow a smooth route without backtracking. If you are trained professionals like Jim and I, you can schedule in a meal like we did on a fun-filled Friday.
I know. You really are the best at that.
I am.
You really, really are.
I mean, you've got
the route planned out. I mean, you know, the wagon trains going out west weren't planned as well.
No, I always plan my schedule. So if I have to go to a lot of stores, I have it listed as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I go in a complete circle so I can end up back where I started from and I'm good to go. You got to have that organization skill. That's what it is.
Is that what you call it?
Uh-huh. That's what I call it.
I call it being crazy.
Well, anywho. At least you're not saying that I'm anal.
No. Maybe obsessive compulsive, maybe.
Oh, like Monk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, the appointments were made. The GPS was loaded, which means absolutely nothing. Because I'm driving the car. There is a GPS and there's Nancy. And I'm sure there's a lot of husbands in my predicament that there is an intense argument between the GPS and Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes she just doesn't know how to go the way I go.
Then why use the GPS?
Because you want to.
Anyway, off we went in the Minimobile.
Yay!
The first stop was a restaurant that was recommended to us by an actual restaurant manager.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were egg-cited to check it out. He recommended Eggology Cafe in South Barrington.
As we aimlessly drove around the South Barrington Arboretum, navigating one-way aisles and randomly placed roundabouts, we finally arrived at our destination.
Who in the world made up that parking lot?
I don't know.
It is bizarre. There actually is roundabouts in a parking lot.
I know.
It's bizarre.
You can only go one way in the parking lot, not the other. It's just...
It's crazy.
They did a bad job when they sat there and planned it all out. It had to be a man doing it.
Well, if you think about it, maybe they did it that way so people would drive past all the stores because they don't have a clue which way they're going.
But you're trying to keep your eye on the road, not at the stores.
Well, that's
not,
you.
No, that's you. You look at all the stores.
Yes, I do.
You look at everything when you're driving.
Yes.
That's why I'm white-knuckled holding on to the door latch.
I know. Anywho, walking in, you immediately notice how upscale and modern the decor is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a coffee bar staring you in the face, along with couches and chairs for relaxing. which is kind of nice.
It is.
I do like
especially
that.
If you're shopping in the Arboretum, you know, area, mm-hmm. you can stop and rest for a few minutes and have a cup of coffee and sit and
sure.
relax.
To the right is the restaurant with 14 tables and 8 booths and a private dining area.
Jim was reminded of our trips to Paris when he decided on the Croque Madame Benedict for $14. This was 2 flaky croissant rounds, black forest ham, creamy hollandaise sauce, and Gruyere cheese topped with a fried egg and chives. This was served with a spring mix salad with lemon basil vinaigrette. He said it was good, but it didn't live up to the hype on the menu.
It was one of those things that you read it on the menu. Even now, when you were describing it, I'm going, boy, this sounds really good.
Yeah.
And then you get it, and it's like, yeah, it's okay.
It's just okay. Yeah. Nothing special.
Nope, nothing special. Nancy was in a mood for some line dancing since one of our doctor appointments was to get her knee injected with chicken fat. It's not actually chicken fat, but
no.
it's something made from a chicken that they squirt in there, and it's chicken fat.
Yeah, and then they roll my leg into some egg mix and some milk and some breadcrumbs, and they deep fry it. And then you got a chicken leg.
Write your letters to Nancy.
Oh, come on. I thought that was kind of good. Didn't you?
In a weird sort of way.
Okay.
She decided on the wakey, wakey eggs and bakey. Line dancing Billy Ray Cyrus song.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? That's what it came from. Okay. It was $12. This consisted of scrambled eggs, cheddar cheese, thick cut bacon, caramelized onions, sriracha aioli on a toasted everything brioche bun served with crispy potato rounds.
Okay, now.
Boy, whoever writes their menu is good.
They are, because now you tell them what I actually got, please.
Well, what arrived was a brioche bun, that it was,
mm-hmm.
with a few lonely little sesame seeds sprinkled on top.
Exactly. Not an everything bun, because mm-hmm. everything comes with poppy seeds, sesame seeds, onion pieces, garlic stuff, salt. Yeah.
And it was bacon that they just warmed up on the grill, basically.
They did for a second or two.
Yeah.
Just for maybe a minute.
Yeah, okay, give them a minute. And onions that were barely caramelized. I mean, really, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, well. She had to send back her raw bacon to get it crisped up. another treat was the crispy potato rounds. Or so the menu said.
They were good.
They were good, but they had an uncanny resemblance to the hash brown served by the king at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, exactly like it.
Like I said, it's all in the menu. It's all in the presentation. In spite of all these shortcomings, she had to admit the sandwich was tasty. Or so she thought. Until, on her last bite, she proceeded to pull out a 2-inch long hair that was not her hair color out of her mouth that was in her scrambled eggs.
Oh, God. My stomach is starting already again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Ooh, it's like rolling them.
That is never good.
Mm-mm.
No.
I suppressed the queasiness in my stomach. Like I am doing right now because you brought it up.
Oh,
no, I'm trying to keep it down.
You're trying not to bring it up.
I wasn't sure what to do. Should I repress my gag reflex? Complain to the waitress? Just ignore it? Jim said to ignore the hair. They probably won't believe us after you ate the whole thing. Oh, thanks. That's just getting me more. Oh, I feel like I've been there again today. And then found it on my last bite. They won't believe it, but you know what? It isn't my color.
That's true.
It was black, yeah. Okay? I don't have a black hair on my head. I agreed with him and nervously gulped down more of my iced tea, hoping to settle my tummy. Unfortunately, a gastroenterologist was not one of the appointments I had today. I could have used one.
I hope no one's listening to the show while they're eating.
No, hey, Hey, I had to go through it, and I'm going through it again.
Oh, boy. For your information, in case you're interested, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
But I'm warning you.
It was probably just our bad luck.
Yes, it was my. No, not your bad. Our bad luck, dear. This isn't the wee thing that I give.
No,
it was my bad luck. No.
The bill for breakfast on our doctor appointment day was $35.69. Having a hair-raising experience, not good for Nancy's digestive tract.
Okay, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
Oh, I can't wait for yours. They said the hollandaise sauce was homemade, and it was. It was homemade and delicious, but needed more seasoning. I mean, come on, nothing really. The whole sandwich was kind of bland. Nothing had seasoning.
See, my sandwich, I was supposed to have an everything bun, and I had a couple sesame seeds. If I found four of them on there, I was lucky. And that would have brought more flavor on my sandwich, too.
What's your take, Toots? I can't wait.
I'm sure the audience can't wait, neither. This restaurant is really pricey for what you get, really. But at least there was no extra charge for the hair. I'm sorry. I'm trying to control myself. This was a good one.
You enjoying your the chicken nuggets out there, people? Why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Eggology Cafe, 100 West Higgins Road, Suite Q1, South Barrington, 60010. Phone number is 847-999-3447. The website, www.eggologycafe.com. Directions, take Route 47 South to I-90 East, 259 North to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 20 minutes.
All you need to make an omelet is a hot fire, and you need a bowl, and you need some butter, some salt and pepper, and some eggs.
And a hair. Sorry, Julia, you didn't put that one in. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU.
Certainly do.
101.5 on your FM dial. So, my love,
did
we get any letters this week?
Let me see. We have our Glee Club in today. They're setting up.
Oh,
I
see them.
They're setting up in a corner. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
You've got some mail.
Oh, very good.
Aren't they pretty? Okay, and get out now. Actually, we did get a letter, and it's from Sharon about the Tap House Grill in Algonquin.
Mm-hmm. It's new.
It didn't open up like in December, I think.
I think it was like in November they opened.
And wasn't it in the old Houlihan's?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was in the old Houlihan's.
So we are going to check that out.
Yes, we will.
We'll let you know.
Since it's close by, we'll check it out quicker because we like to check out brand new restaurants in our area that is really close to home.
Because that's what we do.
Yes.
Keeping people informed and connected.
We're ever vigilant.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
You are fake news.
Fake.
Here's Jim weeding out the fake news from the real late-breaking news stories. Take it away, Jimbo.
Yes, I am here to separate the fact from fiction. The bologna from the salami or whatever. I don't know.
From the lettuce. Bologna from the bread. Bologna from the mayo.
Is your medication all right today?
The bologna from the Bologna.
Anyway, but this is going to be like a little game, and you don't know which is real and which is fake.
No, I don't. This is brand new to me. I haven't heard a thing about this.
You have to decide if it's real or if it's
fake. I have to. So okay. I'm really the deciding factor, huh?
Okay. Yep.
The
first one, Italian prison offers happy hour for inmates.
They have a happy hour?
Well, prison is not supposed to be the happiest place in the world, but some prison officials in Italy have, they're trying to make it more pleasant for the inmates with a twice weekly happy hour with booze and guests.
Why? They're in prison because they were bad.
Well, there's more. There's a little ulterior motive. These are female inmates at the prison, so only the females.
Oh.
So I think there may be some partying between
the guests and the women. Okay.
Yep. But the happy hours reportedly lasted late into the night and were supplied by a catering service. Is this real or is it fake?
Fake.
It's real.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Really?
It's real. It's real.
That's not right. They're in prison. They need to do their time because they've done something bad. They shouldn't be, you know, I don't think they should get fun time. But that's my opinion.
Next one. Chinese student essay on ramen noodles gets him into college.
Really?
A Chinese student wrote an eloquent essay on ramen noodles and sent it to the University of Rochester. The student's name was Fuzhu Wang.
Fuzhu
Wang. Yep. And he posted his acceptance letter. And this is the letter from the University of Rochester, Minnesota. The counselors recommended that you be admitted in part after reading about your enthusiasm for ramen noodles. The committee and I are confident you will both stand out and grow stronger as part of the Rochester family. Is this real or is it fake?
It's got to be fake. It's real?
It's real.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Is it that easy? I mean, I didn't think that I thought they had to do harder work than just writing a paper on ramen noodles. I write a paper on hair in my eggs.
Well, maybe we should send it to the University of Rochester.
Maybe they'll take me.
That could be.
Okay.
Boy, you're bad.
Boy, I got two wrong. Yeah,
Bupkis got nothing. Okay. The next one is Dino Diner.
Dino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Opening up this summer will be a chain of restaurants called Dino Diner. They will feature items shaped in your favorite dinosaur. You know, like the Dino Nuggets. Such items on the menu will be Tyrannosaurus Turkey, Brontosaurus Burgers, and Woolly Mammoth Mystery Meat.
Ew, woolly.
These will be served with a side of fossil fries. Is that real or is it fake?
Fake. You got one.
Okay.
Yay. Finally. All right.
Next one is neck licking good.
I'm going to like this one, I think.
Well, some people like their food so much they want to wear it.
Oh, like me on my blouses.
That's unintentional, though.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
But good point.
Thank you.
A jewelry company in Lexington, Kentucky introduced a line of necklaces and earrings made from gold-plated Kentucky Fried Chicken bones. And it ranges in price from $130 to $200. And remember, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Ooh, remember,
don't
think of me, please.
Is this real or is it fake?
fake.
That's real.
It's real?
It's real.
Somebody wears chicken bones?
Chicken bones, yep. It's real.
Mm-hmm. God, I'm doing really bad. I only got one right so far.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyone is meat veggies. That's the next one.
Meat veggies?
Well, the meat industry is fighting back against the current trend of plant-based burgers with their own offering. You know, everything's plant-based.
Yeah, that's true. You know.
Coming soon to the frozen food section of a grocery store near you is the Beyond Veggies frozen vegetable medley. This is a bag of peas, carrots, broccoli, and cauliflower made entirely of meat. Sources say it tastes just like vegetables. Is this real or fake?
Fake.
That's fake.
Yay! Oh, I'm getting there.
Next one is entitled Eau de Toilette.
Ooh, a nice pretty perfume, huh?
Yes. No matter how much we adore food, sometimes the love isn't reciprocal. So a Frenchman, Christian Poincheval, has created an all-natural herbal pill that he insists covers up the odor from one's bodily gases. With the lovely aroma of roses and violets. Mm-hmm. In December, he will come out with a Christmas pill that gives one's wind a hint of chocolate. Is this real or is it fake?
Really?
You tell me.
Fake. It's real?
It's real.
Then I'm buying a whole bunch for you. I'd rather smell chocolate than what I smelled last night in bed.
TMI.
But it's true.
Anyway, the next, right on the heels of this, the next one is entitled, You Smell Good Enough to Eat.
Okay. All right.
It's not enough to wear your food. You know, you got to wear the chicken bones around your neck. Sometimes you want to be enveloped by it. So the makers of Stilton cheese created the perfume Eau de Stilton, which boasts an earthy and fruity aroma that lets one fulfill their dreams of smelling like a wheel of blue cheese. Is that real or is it fake?
I think it's fake. Somebody wants to smell like blue cheese?
Evidently, it's real.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. I'm really doing bad.
Oh, okay. The next one is chilk milk.
Chilk milk?
Chilk milk.
Okay.
You know, there's all these non-dairy milks out there now, such as almond, cashew, and soy, and all this everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now there is chilk milk. This is a non-dairy, gluten-free, vegan-approved milk substitute that is made entirely from chalk. And it supplies 2,000% of your daily requirement of calcium. Is this real or is it fake?
It's gotta be fake.
Yeah.
Yes.
you did it.
I did three right answers out of all of those. Oh my God.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
She asked him why.
why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer. Here baby, there mama, everywhere daddy, daddy. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair. I let it fly in the breeze, sing it caught in the trees, a home for the fleas in my hair. A home for the fleas, a hive for the buzzing bees, a nest for birds, there ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair.